Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined by Republican nominee for NY26 special election, West Seneca Town Supervisor Gary Dixon. Gary, welcome in.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Gary, I got to ask you, what made you want to run for NY26?
Well, you know, I guess you could say the basic reason is that I think I can do a better job than my opponent. But I didn't even consider it as a possibility until the Independent Redistricting Commission came out with the new lines for the congressional seats. Which put West Seneca back wholly in the 26th district, like it used to be.
Now that would be for NY26, as you said, we're drawing district maps again. Brian Higgins stepping down, so this will that's what leaves the seat open. What's your opinion on Brian Higgins' time in Congress?
You know, he did the. I mean, I'm sure he did the best job he could do. But you know, to me, it's really about choice. There should not be an anointed successor to Brian Higgins who doesn't have to face the public. There's no primary, so there's just a general. This is not a coronation. This is a Democratic election, and he deserves a good candidate. As far as Brian Higgins' term, I mean, I'm sure he did the best he could.
Looking at Congress, and there's a lot of issues in Washington, obviously, what do you look at as the biggest issue facing Congress today?
Well, yeah, I think based on my experience being a town supervisor is that local issues matter a lot more to most people than national issues. I'm talking about issues of services, issues that people don't talk about very often, like the lead pipes. Here it's 2024, and we're just now getting upset about lead pipes. That should have been solved years ago. We still dump sewage into our creeks. That's disgusting, and it should stop. But it's too much for the local governments to handle. It should be a federal issue. And then also schools. I mean, the schools are the test scores are terrible, and we have to figure out a way. We have to have federal support to fix that. Our kids are our future, and if they don't get educated, then we're in big trouble.
Obviously, one of the top things that's been talked about on the national scene is immigration. And we've talked to numerous members of Congress on this show who have visited both the southern border, but also that we've got issues up at the northern border. What's your stance on the current illegal immigration issue in America?
Well, immigration in America is a mess, and it needs to be fixed. I am all for legal migration, but the basically uncontrolled situation on the border is not acceptable. And I'm pretty sure that most of the residents of the district agree. Most of the people in the United States agree. So it needs to be fixed. And we need to come up with a way where we can allow people to come in legally, and people who want to come illegally are not able to come in. They're supposed to stop. If they're truly fleeing because of a hardship in their country, because of oppression, they're supposed to stop in the first country that they can be safe in. They're not supposed to travel through five different countries, get into Mexico and get all the way up to the U.S. border and come in. That's not the way it's supposed to happen. And unfortunately, we encourage that by letting them come in. And then once they're in, they're given a court date that is maybe years in the future. So it's unfair to them because, as I understand it, most of those requests are denied. So they've been here a long time. They have roots. Maybe their children were born here. No, they're no American citizens. The whole situation is just a mess. We need to really get a hold of it.
Now, NY26, as it stands today, you know, leans more Democrat. Do you have a campaign strategy to go after some of those Democrats to bring them to the Republican side for the special election?
Well, I think I have a message that is attractive to really everybody. And don't forget, when I was first ran for supervisor in West Seneca, that's a town that has a 2-to-1 advantage for Democrats in registration. And I was told, oh, forget it, you'll never do it. There hasn't been a Republican supervisor in 50 years. But I went out door to door talking to the people and saying, you know, we need good government. We need a responsible fiscal policy. You know, we have to stop these continuous tax increases. And we have to have a government that treats the public like they're a partner, or that they're, you know, that respected and listens to them, and not as it was, you know, before I came on in West Seneca. You know, it was the opposite. And I, you know, that message found a resonated really well with the public, so much so that we won again in 2021, we won again in 2023, and now in a town that has majority Democrats, we have every single elected position except for one of the judges is a Republican.
The kind of person someone would want in a leadership position for the Republican Party.
Well, you know, people want good services at the cheapest possible price, right? And they want value, and they hate thinking that they're being ripped off or that they're being talked down to. So, you know, at the national level, you know, we're told, oh, the economy's great. But every time anyone goes into the grocery store, you know, you can't leave without spending $100, and your kid can't buy a house. So there's definitely something wrong there. And, you know, they say, you know, immigration is fine. Well, but then we have all these issues, very expensive issues. And, you know, the schools have to pay for the education of the kids without any help from anybody. So it's a big problem. And, you know, I think we need some people with experience at actually fixing things to have a voice in Washington.
Now, Gary, I'm asking these questions out of order, and I apologize. You're the West Seneca town supervisor now. Before that, what led you to West Seneca?
My wife, of course. That's the only. I mean, that's the reason a lot of us do what we do is that the wives and Patty is she's from South Buffalo. Her family roots are
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From the First Ward, she has the traditional Irish, you know, kind of history. Grandfather was a cop. Another grandfather was a scooper. And she loves this area. She loves the South Towns. And so we're here, and I love it too.
Now, West Seneca Town Supervisor, as you said, you've been reelected, and you've been faced with being right in the heart of some bad snowstorms. You know, obviously that took you being in a leadership position. How do you take that experience to Congress?
Well, we have a lot of very competent employees, very experienced, and we support them. You know, we support them with the equipment they need, with the number of people that they need, with the flexibility that to give them to do their jobs. And I think, you know, I was talking about the schools earlier. I think, you know, you talk to the teachers. The teachers know what the issues are. You don't talk to administrators. You know, you don't talk to professors in an ivory tower. The teachers know how to fix things. And that's what I would do. You know, I love talking to the public, you know, even though sometimes they're mad at me, right? But, you know, this is why I think experience in local government is very beneficial to anybody, you know, who's in politics, because you have to solve problems. The problems are right there. You have to solve them. And if you don't, you're going to hear from the public, you know, when you're at the grocery store next time, or they, you know, my cell phone is very given out a lot, and they call my phone, they call my office and say, hey, I don't like this. And so another thing you learn is that there's a lot of different opinions. So when you come up with a problem, you're definitely not going to satisfy everybody, because everybody has their own opinion, and often they're, you know, diametrically opposed. So you listen to everybody, you hear what they're saying, and then you try to craft a policy that you know, satisfies as many people along as possible, or at least the people that it doesn't satisfy, at least they know that they were at least their opinions were taken into account.
Your thoughts on, you know, the last year, obviously, for congressional Republicans, kind of up and down, right? Kevin McCarthy was the speaker. He gets voted out. Your thoughts on how the last year went for Republicans in Congress?
I mean, it could have gone better, that's for sure. You know, but, you know, I focus on what I can fix. It's something I learned a long time ago. I try not to worry too much about what hasn't happened yet. And what has happened has happened. And if we have to, you know, own it, or if we can improve upon it, we will. I'm really all about coming up with solutions, and often just move the ball forward. Maybe you don't come up with a perfect solution, but if you can improve it, if you can improve people's lives, that's worth doing.
NY26, the city of Buffalo is in NY26, and last segment we talked about the Kingsington Project. Now, your opponent has been big on the current Kingsington Project to cover the 33. Do you have any thoughts on that, where you would stand if you won this election?
Well, I think by the time I would get in office, it would pretty much be a done deal.
Right.
I'm of the opinion, and I called in here once, that money could be used for something much more important, like getting rid of lead pipes, like stopping sewage from being dumped into creeks, fixing our schools, maybe helping grocery stores, you know, get set up in East Buffalo. But I understand the way the government works. This money was earmarked for road projects, and it certainly it fixes, or it makes up for a historical wrong when these highways were put willy-nilly and through the middle of cities. But where we are now, I think it's a valuable project, but I personally would have rather it's, you know, gone to, like I say, you know, replacing lead pipes and fixing our sewer systems. Because that's what, you know, I mean, lead poisoning is horrific. You know, it's just the fact that it's 2024 and we still haven't replaced them all is really unbelievable.
I think that's a very surprising to people listening, because they hear you say lead pipes, and I think a lot of people just assume there's no lead pipes left, right? That they're out of the system. In Western New York, how bad is that problem still today?
Well, as I understand it, it's a problem. I don't know the extent of it. I don't know even that we have any in West Seneca. But the Erie County Water Authority is kind of in charge of that, and they're going to give us a report. So I think they're mostly in the city. But, you know, the other issue I brought up of, you know, dumping sewage in the creeks when there's too much rain or too much meltwater, that certainly continues. And this is an expense that really local government is just not capable of paying for. It's horrendous how expensive, you know, sewer projects are.
You know, you mentioned that, and that's something I've actually done a show shows on, you know, because when the creeks get overflown, then that sewage water goes into the lake. And we have to close beaches in the summer. And it just seems like by 2024, we would have some better plan to keep that sewage away from where people would recreationally be in the water.
Right. And right now, at least up to now, the plan has been to force local governments to fix them. And like I say, this drives up taxes. It's just not something that local government can afford. Yeah, so this really needs certainly more state, if not federal, intervention.
So looking at your last few terms in West Seneca, what would you point to as your major accomplishments?
One of the main things, and I believe probably one of the main reasons I got reelected 59% to 41% last November, was that we had not increased the town tax bill for residents for 4 years in a row. And we did that through a combination of cost savings, enhanced economic development, which raises the tax base. And we certainly took advantage of the federal money. But unlike some places, we spent the federal aid money, the American Rescue Plan, on one-shot projects. We did not use it to fund, you know, salaries and things like that. Plus, there was a very large increase in sales tax. You know, the county and all the towns have all, they share in the sales tax revenue, and that's gone up significantly.
I got to ask you this question, and I'm sorry. I should have run this by you before we turn the mics on. Running for NY26, you know, I heard your name floated many times for county executive. Was that something you were ever considering?
I mean, it's something that I'd thought of, but I mean, at the end of the day, it really wasn't the right time to do it, or right for my family. So, you know, it's who knows what happens, or, you know, you make your decision, you know, and then you enjoy what you do is you take advantage of the opportunity that comes by. And I think life is, you know, I never thought when I retired from the FBI that I would be, you know, in local government, much less running for Congress. But, you know, you never know what weird things life throws at you. And, you know, I'm perfectly aware of the, you know, of the demographics of the district. But like I said, I think I have a message that appeals to really everybody, you know, especially, you know, people paying taxes.
Well, Gary Dixon running against State Senator Tim Kennedy in the special election. And now, Gary, I have to ask, regardless of the special election, will you also be running in November, or is that to be determined?
Well, again, we'll see. You know, I'm focused on the special election, which is only in about 8 weeks. It's on April 30th. Early voting starts April 20th. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, we're keeping our fingers crossed, and whatever happens, you know, even if I don't win, then Tim Kennedy will be our congressman, and I will expect lots of service from him. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we are going to win. And but if I didn't, I would, you know, being a supervisor was a great job, and it's a great town.
And it gives us something to talk about. Another few weeks until the special election. We've come to know special elections here in Western New York, definitely in parts of NY26. Gary Dixon, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon.
Thank you.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.